Now, we were saying that downtown on Broadway was Jacoby's Furniture Store.
Now, you know about the Halloween parade?
Yes.
It was started by the East End Development. All those merchants along that part of Broadway wanted to get people to come, you know, out. So Jacoby's was one of the, of course, leading, and for, oh, how long? Long time. The Princess Theater, I noticed you had a picture of it there. That used to be, then there was a Gibson's, and still may be a Gibson's Furniture. Yeah, there's the old Princess. Yeah, there used to be a drugstore along there. And
looks like Nietzsche Drugs.
Yeah, Nietzsche, that's the drugstore.
And Jacoby's was next to this Princess?
Back this way.
On this way.
Yeah, back this way. Mm-hmm.
Now, those buildings still exist, but
the Princess is burnt down.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. It's gone.
Is there just a gap there?
Yep. There's nothing there now.
That's too bad.
It is. Yeah. What is really sad is that one time Alton used, again, had lots of places to go see movies. Not a one now. Not one.
No, that...
Isn't that something? There was the Grand, which still is there, but that's where the best movies always came. Then the Princess was a decent place. On Broadway, where by that Temple Theaters, you come off the bridge and you have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Temple Cleaners. Did I say Temple Theaters?
Yeah.
I meant Temple Cleaners. Right next to it used to be a little movie place called The State. It's gone. There used to be, where Depper's is in North Alton, the north side or something like that. There was a movie theater in North Alton. Again,
and
the Starlight.
What movie theater did you mostly go to?
Uptown. Oh, yeah. I don't think we hardly missed a Friday or a Saturday. It was an easy place. See, my dad would go to the auction, and he'd dump me at the Uptown to go watch a movie, and he'd go down and go to the auction. Saturday afternoons, it was, you know, your parents gave you, now this sounds stupid, but give you a quarter, and you'd go watch a movie. I remember, you know, you could, it was a cheap place, and they didn't have the movies that the Grand or the Princess had, but they, you know, if you waited a while, and, you know, it would come to the Uptown, but Friday nights, all the kids were, and we were, you know, kind of rowdy and all, but it was a, you know, neat place to hang out, and that's where you always took your girlfriend.
So, you know, one theater, they kind of competed.
Oh, yeah. The nicest was the Grand. Next nicest was the Princess. Of course, Ebersville had the Wiley. If you were talking about, but people used to come, I think, really from Brighton. When my cousins would say, we're going to, you know, going to come, they'd come down, and it was a big deal.
Did you have to, you said the Grand was the nicest. Did you have to get dressed up if you went there, as opposed to going to the, where'd
Uptown.
You go? Uptown.
Well, you could, but you didn't have to get as dressed up. I mean, you had to be clean, you couldn't.
Right, but at the Grand, you had to be dressed up.
Oh, you definitely dressed up.
So that was for maybe the more wealthy people in town?
Or if you were like me, about a junior or senior in high school, and you wanted to take your date out for a nice movie theater, I mean, you dressed up nice.
The suit and tie.
Suit and tie, whereas if you went to the Uptown, you'd be more casual, but you'd be nice, you know, you'd look nice, yeah.
And they had a balcony at the Grand?
Sure did. No, I don't remember going up there. The Princess, they had a balcony. I remember going up there. But the Uptown did not have a balcony. It just wasn't, you know, as nice. But Joe Goldthorpe owned it, and he did all right. He made, you know.
Now, would you say you have maybe a favorite building in Alton? Maybe just architecturally, the way it looks?
Snyder's.
And that's now Tootie's.
Mm-hmm.
Antiques.
That was the neatest building. We'd go there. of course, you, again, showing our age, but if you wanted to go shopping, frankly, you went downtown. A cop would stand down there, and I saw a picture in the Telegraph of that dude.
I've seen pictures.
He was directing traffic, you know. But my gosh, you could, well into the 70s, you could still do all your shopping downtown.
They had a Sears down there next to Schneider's.
Yeah. And even though that wasn't a, it was called a B store. This friend, Harder, I was telling you about, who had the appliance, his son, Bud, was my age, and Bud worked for Sears. And it was called a B store. When they built the mall, when Famous Bar is part of the May Company, and when they, and Venture was too, by the way, and when they built the mall in the mid to early 70s, the anchor store was Famous Bar. It was, you know, the big one that the South in. There was supposed to have been a Sears go in up there, but Sears said, no, we've got an A store over at Jamestown, and we don't want to. And it's true. Where did a lot of people go? Over to Jamestown. We used to flock over there.
Mm-hmm.
This poor mall, I've had people who, in the class, whose dads had businesses there. You know, Alton people don't shop a lot there. Most of the customers who shop at the mall come from north. You know, a lot of the people and the kids, ask them where they shop. They don't go out to the mall. They head across, you know, or take off to Fairview Heights or something, you know.
Now, what kept you in Alton? I know you said you got a job here. Would you say that's been the main thing?
Well, I wanted to get away to go to school. I started college at SIU, where the old Shirtliff was, and before Edwardsville, SIU Edwardsville, was in Edwardsville. It was in Upper Alton, where the dental school is. And a lot of guys my age who went to college went up there. And so I started there, but I kind of wanted to get away. And after I met my first wife in college, I again didn't really want to come back here. And when I got my teaching certificate, I applied to Florida, California, Michigan, upstate. I didn't really want to, and I had offers, well, like most people did. When I went and got my teaching certificate at McKendree, my guys, O'Fallon, Edwardsville, Alton, I applied those, and they all made offers. The only reason I chose Alton, because they offered way more, $6,000 is what I started at in 1968, $6,000. Edwardsville was $5,500. O'Fallon ain't what it is today.
O'Fallon is the highest paying one now.
Oh, I could kind of, you know how you say, boy, I could kick myself because all of those are growing in leaps, and poor Alton's going the other way. And Fairview Heights, when I lived in St. Louis and went to McKendree, I'd get on Highway 50 and go through Fairview Heights, and it took nothing to get through there. There was just one big Saint, such and such, Roman Catholic Church, and that's all there was to Fairview Heights. It just, right now it's, well, all kinds of stuff's out there in Fairview Heights and O'Fallon, yeah. But that's fine, you know.
So the job kept you here?
Yeah. Frankly, you know, and I had grown up here, so I thought, okay, you know. By the way, I went looking in Florida, and they only offered $2,000 and something because it didn't cost as much, but Southern states didn't pay as much. I could have gotten probably a little more if I'd gone and taught upstate Illinois, but cost of living's more. California, that was getting a little far away. I don't think my first wife, she didn't want to go back to Michigan. That's where she was from. I wanted to go to Michigan. I liked it up there. She said, no, she had enough of those winters. And she also liked, I think, this area.
That's one of the things I find interesting about Alton High is a lot of the teachers now who teach there graduated from school there. all of them around your
age. Yeah, we did. And it really was, and this is no lie, and it sounds funny, but it was a good school district. And you got hired on at Alton, you know, you were doing good because it paid better than anybody.
Unfortunately, it's not the same today.
I'm afraid not.
But like you and Sharon Capps and Betty Seamer, Roger Capps, Daryl Amschler.
Herman, of course, he's ahead of me a couple of years.
But he's from here too?
Well, no, I shouldn't say here. He was just up the road
a little bit.
Yeah, sorry.
But you all kind of...
Frazier, right, Jerseyville, that's what I'm saying, you know,
yeah.
And they knew...
Jane Hill.
Yeah, that's right. She was 2 years older than, yeah, she was Jane Ramey, Jane Gitchoff, Jane Hill, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, I think this wraps it up. I do have a lot more I could ask you, but
okay.
We'll just stop here for now. And so thank you very much.
Sure.